We're holding now in Sesame Chuva. We're spending a lot of time in Slichas. Central part of the Slichas seems to be the Shlosos Emidos Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kol Rachamim, Vechanu, Vechulei. I want to have a eye in a little bit in the significance of these Midos. It's a very important Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Zion of Bay, it says two members. First is a member of Yochanan. Where it says, Amar of Yochanan, commenting on the Pasuk, V'yavur Hashem Apanav, by Yikra. Hashem passed in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's strange about that pasuk? Hashem passed in front of Moshe. Where's Hashem?
Everywhere.
So the Torah Tanya points out that Rav Yochanan was dying in this pasuk. What is Hashem passed over? Something strange here. Hashem is everywhere. So Rav Yochanan, the Molly Mikra cost of Yevshal Omro, had not been portion of the pasuk, we could never have said such a thing. Hashem, as it were, presented himself as a chazin. The hair alone, the Moshe said, "Tefillah." Showed Moshe how to daven. Amar lo kozmashri sel chotin. Yasu l'fanai kaseder. Is there any time the Jewish people, sin, they should do this seder? The ani mochel lahem. So the Rav Yochanan tells us that there's this concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe how to daven these yudgil midos. And it's a guaranteed mechila, calls Moshe Yisrael Chotin, Yasu Slafana Kasedra Zev, and he mochel lahem. Very powerful tefila that Hashem teaches Moshe. In the Motzer Onim, it's brought down as a little different gear set. Not that Hashem showed him, Hashem created a Malach who showed him. Again, it's odd to have an image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We usually try to, you know, move away from those types of, images. It seems almost like a Avodah Zarah. But again, according to the simple understanding of the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself made himself visible or made some type of, you know, image. Again, according to the Gonim, he created a Malach. But either way, there's guaranteed kapara that's included in these Yudgil Midos. Now, two lines later in the Gemara says, "Amar of Yehuda, Bris Krusa L'Shloshes Midos, Shein Chozus Reika, Shenemar Hine Enochi Kores Bris." There is a bris, a covenant that was given over with these 13 principles. They always are not chozus reika. There's some; they're effective on some level. So what I want to analyze is really the contrast these two statements. Are they different? So we have two options. What's the first option? They're the same. Maybe it's a different way of saying the same thing. You know, they're 13 midos. They're very powerful. They have kapara capabilities. But there's no fundamental difference between the two. Alternatively, though, it might be that they're really a different conception of how the Yudgil Midos work. I was talking to Gideon Schneider, who's learned here. He comes once a week, I learned with him. So he had this idea, we developed it together. It's a very Mechudosh idea. I don't have a klor raya for it. I'd rather have a strong raya that this is indeed the case. But I want to make a claim, and again, something we've worked on together. It was really mostly his idea. That maybe there's a fundamental difference. Maybe there are two different conceptions how these midos work. So just let's first point out the difference in the Yeshua. What is the difference? Do you notice any differences between these formulations? One of Yehuda, one of Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan is a Seder Tefillah. Very good. And Rav Yehuda speaks of Bris Krusa, just a statement, it seems like. Anything else? There seems to be a difference. The Rav Yochanan seems to be more effective. And he mochelahem. Mechila is what we're looking for. According to Rav Yehuda, Eina Chozes Reikam. It might not be as effective. It seems like it's less effective. Anything else? Who are we talking to? Rav Yochanan's statement is Kol Zman She Yisrael Chozes. In Rav Yehuda's statement, it doesn't seem to be limited necessarily to Yisrael. So again, all these differences might, you know, bolster the claim that really they are two different conceptions of how these things work. And I want to discuss, if you look here in source number 3, in Hatzama to the Yudgil Midos that we say during Slichos, we say, Kel Hareis Elanu Lomar Shlosh Yisrei, Uzchor Lom Hayom Bris Shlosh Yisrei. What are those two statements referring to? The second one, Bris Shlosh Yisrei, is a clear reference to Yehuda. The first statement, Kel Horei Solano Lomar Shloshesay, sounds like of Yehuda, right? Nisatev Chash Baruch Hu Hashem showed us. So again, the fact that we mentioned both, it doesn't necessarily mean they're different. It could be we mentioned both because they're two similar statements, and we want to, you know, invoke and reference both. But it could be they're really two separate things, and we want to, you know, daven that the Yud Gimel Milas should work in two different ways, if they indeed are. So like I said, usually, you know, you say in Mahalach, you want to have good rayas for your chiluk. I don't have some good rayas. I think there are a lot of nafkaminas that might, looking back, it justify this claim, but it's certainly a chiddush. I want to begin with the second nafkamina here, source number 5. Do you say the Gimel Milas be yachid or only be tzibur? So here we have well known, Shavuot Leket claims that when you're davening the Yechidus, you don't mention the Yud Gimel Midos. It says in Shavuot Leket, the Yochid Shemispal B'Shem B'Chamishi, again, some in Nusach Kfar, they say it every day. In Nusach Ashim, as there's some places here in Eretz Yisrael where they say it Shem B'Chamishi, Armin does not say it at all in Nusach Ashim. But they're different, I mean, Hagim. Sfarim also, I think, say it every day, the Yud Gimel Midos, right after Shemun Asri. Is that right? I'm not aware. Okay. In any case, the Shavuot Leket here, source number 5, says, Yachin is followed by Shein Bechamishi, Omer of Atash, Hashem, Elokein, Hashem, Zeth, Tzavamcha, Vechule, Kel, Oret, Elon, Elosh, 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 right? Because you get a Lomer, Pasuk, V'yavor, when you get to this Pasuk of V'yavor, Medalik, Omer, Vifram, Hashem, Hashem, V'sham, Nehmar, V'tzlach, Levanenu, V'chadosenu, Nechatan. V'yikar, Hashem, Hashem. Yeah, V'yikar, that's before. I'm not exactly sure how the psukim are found here on the second page. How does it go? Source number 13. The Yavor, right. Pasuk Hey is the Kav Shem Hashem, and then Pasuk Vav is the Yavor. I'm not sure how he had it in the Siddur, but basically you don't say the Pasuk of the Yavor. You don't say the Yom Midos. That's a good point. And then you say Vasalachta Lavonenu Vachatasenu Chalamim. This is the Pasuk we also say immediately after. Why do we say Vasalachta? How did the Yom Midos work? We just mentioned there's guaranteed kapara on some level. So we right away say, the Mepharshim say, we right away say the salachta because we want to affirm our belief that these midos work to provide the kapara. Likewise, we look at Siddur Rashi, source number 6, the quote Rabbeinu Nosson, that you don't say Yud Gimel Midos except in Bitzibur. Ve'ein Rishus L'Yachid L'Omro V'Tfilu L'Vada Ela Bitzibur. But not all the Rishonim agree to this. If you look at source number 7, Rabbeinu Lechaye wrote an encyclopedia of Jewish concepts. Called the Katakemach, and there, under the Erech of Kippurim, the second one, he writes the following, verse number 7. Darshu Chazal, Bris Krusel, Yigal Midos, Shein HaKodesh Jacob, Shneemar, Anuchi, Hineh, Anuchi, Koris Bris, Vineh, Hey, Mafteach, Godol, Levakesh, Mishayu, Rachamim. These Yigal Midos are very important, are key in our quest for Kapara. Bechol Dor, in any generation, Hein liyachidim, hein l'rabim. They're useful for who? For the yachid, as well as the tzibur. L'zman hazesh b'yoseidu v'galus sh'v'shibur b'en umos enel l'kohen gadol l'chato l'chadosein l'izbech l'hazir korban l'yisa migdash l'yisfalu. We don't have a kohen gadol, we don't face a migdash. L'nishar l'an l'yisnei Hashem bilti in tzibur. All we have is davening and yud gimel midah. And then he goes on to discuss what the yud midahs, you know, are. If I remember correctly.
And he doesn't say, like, therefore the Yachid can say it, because we don't have...
No, I don't think so. But he's clearly saying that a Yachid can say the Yom Midos, which is against the accepted halacha. With this second Shulchan Aruch here, verse number 8, any Yachid Rashai B'Omer V'Shlosh Tzei Midos Death Tefila V'Kash Zerachim, you can't say Death Tefila, Zavar Shabakdusha, it's been a Zavar Shabakdusha, needs 10. About in Bala Omran, Derech Kriya Ba'alma Omran. You say Derech Kriya. So I was wondering, why do you say Derech Kriya? Like, why don't you just skip it? You could say, you say Derech Kriya, or some people say it like with Tamiya Mikra. So it's Namish Derech Kriya. So, I want to suggest that, according to Rav Yochanan, right, Nitzatei Kadosh Baruch Hu Kishleach Tzibur. So you need to say them how? The Tzibur. But according to Rav Yehuda, Bris Krusa, the Shlosh Tzei Midos, it's a din in the Midos themselves. The Midos themselves provide kavara. It's not a din in tefillah. According to Rav Yochanan, it's a way of having our tefillahs accepted. Whereas according to, or it's itself is a form of tefillah process. I mean, it's interesting. We usually say it right after Shmona Atzeret. This is far, you say it right after Shmona Atzeret. It's like a way of somehow. I'm not sure if it's a way of accept having other tefillahs accepted, or it itself is a form of tefillah. And the word sounds like it itself is a form of tefillah. But according to Yehuda, it's possible that it's not a tefillah. It's just a certain power, bris kusul, signed out of prior kapara. And then maybe it could be said, even with, oh, let's see, every individual, a person's eight sara, say you don't need us, Kodesh Baruch Hu will provide kapara and save you, etc. There are no comments over there. So that's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina, which I think is very much connected.
Right, and how do you
finish
the Shulchan Aruch?
Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch, so you could say a lot fancy lomdus that. Without a tzibur, you don't have the Rav Yochanan type of tefillah. You don't have the seder tefillah, but you do say it because saying it itself provides some level of kabbalah. It's not, you know, mochalahen. It's not Rav Yochanan's mechila. It's in a chosid reikon. It has a limited form of kabbalah. That's the suggestion. The next question I want to discuss, verse number 9, is the relationship to tefillah. I alluded to this just a minute ago. But Rashi over there in Rosh Hashanah writes, "Bris kusul l'shloshes emidot talalu, shemiyaskirim Yisrael b'tfilas hanisanas." They say it on a tainus, ein l'chos reikon. So it's unclear what Rashi is driving at. Tfilas tanisam. The Slach says, it's the drush of the Slach where he says that's referring to Yom Kippur. The only tainus we have in the Torah is Yom Kippur. So he says this is the raya tfilas emidot on Yom Kippur. I saw the Kloisenberger in the Divrei Yatziv. He says it's connected to the Kriyas of Torah on a Tainus, any Tainus. We on a Tainus we read Vayechal. Actually, don't read Vayechal on Yom Kippur. Again, whether or not we should read Vayechal on Yom Kippur is a machlokas. And the Mishnah Megillah doesn't sound like they read Vayechal on Yom Kippur. The Sefer says, or Sefer Sofer, I think, says that you should read Vayechal on a Tainus. But he thinks that the Iker idea of Yom Kippur isn't what we say during davening, but it's saying it at the Shas Kriyas of Torah, which is an interesting take. But I'm just mentioning this because it's unclear what Rashi means when he says you say it at the Shas Tfilah. But the point I'm trying to make, if you tie it back to the Hakira, if according to Rabbi Yochanan it didn't say their Tfilah, so then, I'm going to substitute with Rashi. Rashi is commenting here on Rabbi Yehuda. But the way I'm trying to explain is that according to Rav Yochanan, it's a din in tefillah. According to Rav Yehuda, it's a din in amira itself. It's not a din in tefillah. It's bris kruso l'shlosh l'emidah. It's nothing to do with tefillah. Again, this is not being a raya from Rashi. On the contrary, I'm saying Rashi, what Rashi is saying, I think fits better with Rav Yochanan, the line before in the Gemara. If you look at the Mishnah Sakhir, this is a tshuva who was killed by the Nazis. He's famously known for his sefer, Imaban Smechon. He was a Hungarian Gadol who was a big anti-Zionist before the war, and then during the war he had a change in his hashkafa, so he wrote the sefer. Tragically he was murdered, but he has tshuvas, very important tshuvas, and he also has, you know, this other sefer that hashkafa wrote of the importance of Aliyah. In any case, in the Mishnah Sakhir, Orach Chaim Lamechev, he writes like this. He wants to know if you come late to shul so you can get a couple of people to start, you can say Baruch. Right, you can even, you know, start davening, you do Hech Kedusha, say Kedusha. The tzibur's not davening, but you want a chaperain, you know, Baruch Hu, Kedusha. So that works. If you come late to Slichas, can you, like, get people to answer to your Gimel Midos? Does that work? So says the Mishnah Sakhir, it doesn't work. Hari Iker Shloshes Midos, Bo Bishvil Hatfila Sheis Kado, Bo Bishvil Atma. Al Kain, Eimel Tzibur, L'Omra Ela B'Shah Shehim Is Talvim. The tzibur can't say it for a yachid because it's din and tefillah for tzibur. If the tzibur is davening, so you're giving me what helps the tefillah in this kabbal. This is similar to what I was referring to before, that nusach spars and the spardim say it after davening. You daven, so you give me what it helps the tefillah be ola. Again, you could read that into Rav Yochanan's statement, right? Does that mean this is the tefillah, or does that mean this helps the tefillah be in his kaaba? It's not clear. Usually it's understood that this is the tefillah. Yud Gimel Midos is a form of tefillah. But you could understand it as saying that this is a way to help our tefillah be in his kaaba. That's why I think the Mishnah Sakhir is learning it. But the point I'd like to make is that to what extent is Yud Gimel Midos connected to tefillah, or is it itself a tefillah? That I think is telling on this Hakira. According to Rav Yochanan, Yud Gimel Midos is a tefillah, or it helps tefillah be accepted. But according to Rav Yehuda, I think Yom Midos has a special kapara quality. It's not a tefila per se. Yom Midos are bris krusa, so Yom Midos that it achieves kapara in a chosus reka. Again, that I think fits well with the previous naftamina that according to Reading Bahaya, you can say biyachidus. It's not a din in tefila to tzibur. It's just a din in the words themselves. It can create a certain reality that creates kapara. Now, how exactly does this work? What's the mechanism? So here in source number 11, there's a famous Shalah who quotes from the Rishis Chochma that he says, he wonders, you know, we say it's bris krusa is fine, but it doesn't always work. You know, people say it, and they don't always get kapara. So how does that work? Again, according to Rav Yehuda, in a chazus reikam, you don't know, maybe it's cheap some. But according to Rav Yochanan, mochel in lahem, sounds like it's, you know, a complete kapara mechila. So the Shalah is writing that Hadar Kasha, fourth line, Shay Anu Roy Shakalpa Anu Matkinim Gilmidus in the Ananim, where Hashem doesn't answer us. Ela Omrim Hagaonim Ki Kavanas, I'm not sure what he means by Gaonim. This is, the Rishis Chochma is pretty, you know, it's an Akron, these are early Akron. He says, Shem Gaonim. I'm not sure if he's referring back to the Mamish Gaonim or, you know, people who are great Gaonim. Either way, he says, a Kavanah Yasu Lefana Kaseder Azeh, in a Kavanah Levat al Tifan Ataris, not just to put on a talis and say it, Lesh Yasu Seder Hamidos Shalomar Kashbaruch Lemoshe, Shu Kel Rachum Vachanu, Nahainu Mashu Hu Rachum Afatatia Rachum. He quotes here the morning Shabbos that, you know, just like Hashem is Rachum, you should be Rachum. So if we say these midos, internalize it, and act in loving and caring to other people, then Akash Baruch Hu will provide kapara. Again, I'm not sure how it works with some of them. Not all of them are necessarily midos that we can, you know, necessarily emulate, right? What are some of the midos? Look at most of them, right? Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Emes. So it's a Chesed Alofin. It's hard to, you know, implement that. Pardon?
The first
day
is most clear.
Right, okay.
Can't be Hashem.
Right. So we try to go in his way. The lock of the draw, right? Try to work it out. Okay. So the Rishis Chochma, and again, a lot of people say this. I saw Yaakov and Emes Yaakov says this. It says Nechum Chaim. I saw Chaim David Alevi from the Rav of Tel Aviv writes like this. The whole point of the reciting of the Yom Midos isn't just the reciting it, but it's trying to learn from it and to become more caring and more concerning and more giving, and that way Kach Baruch will give us kapar. The question is that the only way to understand it? It doesn't sound like that, you know, from the Gemara. Ya'ase kaseder hazeh, again, that's what it means, kaseder hazeh means. And certainly the second statement there of Yehuda doesn't sound like that. Yehuda says, Bris krusa l'shlosh le midos. Bris krusa. So this lashon bris krusa appears in other gemaras as well. So look at the gemara, for example, Kuf Beis in Sanhedrin, source number 12. Ksi v'yehu v'loshama l'lechem tzaras Hashem l'kei Yisrael b'chol avavo l'sar mi'al chatas Yerobam asher yechti es Yisrael. The gemara says that Yehu sins like Yerobam. Yehu was a tzaddik. How come Yehu sins? How come Yehu sins? My God, really. Rabbi bris krusa l'sfasayim shenama achav ovad ezabal ma'at v'yehu yasenu harbet. Yehu made a mistake. He said that he was Ruv Azar. He didn't mean it. He said it because he was trying to win favor in the eyes of others. And by saying it, he created a reality. We don't, you know, live in this. Some people, you know, European Jews, say something, it has a certain, you know, effect. You know, again, the whole world of law, the Dorit, the Shavuot, it used to be once upon a time, you'd cut the cord and you'd swear, and that would, like, mean something. Today, people lie left and right. But the whole idea of what you say is significant, the Gemara says, it's true. The brief crucible is the time you say it, it happens. He said he was going to do Avodah Zarah, even though he's a tzaddik, he ended up doing Avodah Zarah. So I think this Lashon brief crucible, which is the same Lashon that Rav Yehuda says on Daf Yozayin Obeis and Rosh Hashanah, brief crucible shows the midos, maybe a different understanding. One understanding, it's Seder Tefillah. According to the Rishis Chochma, that means acting in a certain way, saying these things and trying to internalize these midos, acting in a rachum v'chan way, Kadosh Baruch Hu will provide mechila. But according to Yehuda, maybe the idea isn't acting in a certain way, but it's the statement itself within bris krusa and the sfasayim that creates kapara. Just to, I guess, elaborate a little bit, there's a sefer that Ezra Bick from the Gush wrote on Yigal Midos, and in his introduction, he writes that, you know, when you daven, usually if you stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the definition of davening. You're talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He argues there, and he has some nice rayas, that Yigal Midos, you're not speaking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you're bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world. That Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that Hashem is Rachum v'Chanun, these are the way Hashem interacts with the world, and by reciting this, we bring Hashem's presence, which is Rachum and Chanun, into the world, which I think fits well with the idea, it's pretty crucial to find, it's just a reality, it's not a tefillah, it's a reality. Again, he's not saying it necessarily, you know, based on this split I'm making between Yochanan and Yehuda, but I think you could say it based on this idea, the priest crucifies that, versus, you know, the first understanding of Yochanan, where it's a state of tefillah, or maybe it's connected to the way a person acts, like many of the Achron.
And also, there's an interesting
yeah.
thing to say, what you mentioned, I mean, when something, in terms of this question and how they're posed, it's not necessarily connected to the meeting, but I think it's another very important way of understanding, which he never said explicitly, but it comes out very clearly throughout each meal he discusses that, that they're there more as the meat that Yigal Midos are meant to achieve, like our continued existence, and they're not an end. They're more to bring us to realize that we need to do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, then the meat.
Right, it's not magic. It's the way to encourage us. Right. What I'm arguing is that according to the review, that maybe it is some type of magical reality, briskusa. Just like a person says to do the bodhisattva, he does it. You say Hashem is Rachum and just create the reality and it provides kapara. But I definitely agree that, you know, it's very mechanical to go about it as you just scream at the top of your lungs and then, you know, is that all what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? It's hard to imagine. You're fucking out, right?
Right. And a lot of it is the only, based on how you explain it, it becomes very clear. It'll only work if you do.
If you do, right. It makes sense. 100%. It makes sense. Another Nafka Mina is a question, you know, if you read the Pesukim in Shmos, it's unclear in the Pesach Pesukim who actually said these Midas. If you look at verse number 13, V'yayered Hashem ba'anan, v'yizabdi him Hashem, v'yikra b'shem Hashem, v'yavar Hashem upanav, v'yikra. So Hashem goes over upanav refers to Moshe, and then who's v'yikra? Is Moshe calling out or is Hashem calling out? So Chazal understood, Rav Yochanan's statement is that Akash Baruch Hu is the one calling out. Akash Baruch Hu is calling out. But if you look at the Pesukim Yerushalmi, verse number 14, v'avert yikar shchintei Hashem kadmoi, the kavod of the Shekhinah of Hashem went over Moshe. The tzali Moshe v'omar Hashem. And Moshe davened and said Hashem Hashem. So again, the pasuk right after v'yivar Moshe v'yikod arz v'yishtachu, Moshe bows down. It's unclear why Moshe would bow down if he was davening. Meaning that pasuk fits better with Chazal's understanding that Hashem reveals Himself, says the Midos, and Moshe, you know, bows down as a sense of, you know, awe. What do you want to say?
So the trust is that you grow Shem Hashem, it's
Mecha Tivcha.
The continuation is not that you grow Shem Hashem.
So the trust it supports Chazal's understanding. So the truth is, if you look at the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Vav, there is a Chazal that might indicate that Moshe said it. And Gemara speaks about Misbidwe, Tan Rabbanan, Lamed Vav on the base, Tan Rabbanan Ketam Misvade, Avisi Pashati Chatasi. That's the Kohen Galot. Achim Besari Mishalech Omer, Bisvada Olav Es Kol Avonos Beis Bnei Israel, Es Kol Pishay Mechol Chatasam, Vechein Moshe Hu Omer, Knows the O Avon Hu Pesha Vechata'a. The Lashon says, "V'chein Moshe who Omer knows the Avon u'Pesha v'Chata'a." So the Gemara attributes these words to Moshe. Now you could say Slavdachon. Moshe means, you know, the parsha of Moshe, where Hashem reveals the Midos to Moshe. But the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like Moshe said. So there is a possibly a Ryan Chazal that Moshe said it, not you know against Rabbi Yochanan, where clearly Hashbach was speaking. But you close the door. I think it's going to help. Thank you. So what am I arguing? That according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches the Seder Tefillah. According to Rav Yehuda, it's Bris Krusel Shvatayim, Bris Krusel Shoser Midos. It's a lot darker than Moshe said it. We don't know from Yehuda if Moshe said it, if Kadosh Baruch Hu said it. Maybe Moshe said it. It's possible. It's not Mukha, but it's a different model. So maybe Kadosh Yehuda really Moshe is the one who said it. Agav, there's a whole shayla, you know, Paul Pasuk, little Pasuk Moshe, and Mukhaskina, how do you say it? You can't have Pasuk. So the Rachonim were right that since the Kadosh Baruch Hu said it, it's not a Pasuk to a Pasuk Moshe. So, okay. Fine. Can you say these on Yontif, right? We just had Rosh Hashanah. What do you do with Shas HaSat Sefer Torah? You say it's a Gilom Midot. So the Rachonim wonder, is it appropriate to say Gilom Midot? Maybe it's inappropriate. It's a Bakasha Tfila. You know, you say it not just on Rosh Hashanah, which is like a, that's not so much Simcha. We say it on Shavuot, we say it on Sukkot, we say it on days that are just fully regular days of Simcha, you know, regular Yom Tov, not like Rosh Hashanah, which is like a, you know, as a Simcha Yaseira. So if you look at the Shai Tshuva and Tav Pei Ches, he quotes the Machlokas about this issue. So number 15, the Inyan, Amir Shigal Midas, the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Shas Masav Sefer Torah, Kosav, the Pei Ein Ches, Masav Sefer Masav Mori, that we say three times. And then he quotes later that some say the Nishal Ramaz, who Heshiv She'em Omer with Tfilas Yontif Klal. You shouldn't say it on Yontif. So again, according to Yochanan, that the Seder Tfilah, you might say, you should say Yontif. You're dominating for Kapara. It's not appropriate. According to Yehuda, that it's just a reality that saying these Midos provides Kapara. So it's simcha, you get kapara, there's no, you know, no sweat, especially if you link it to whether or not, you know, it's connected to tshuva, or just magical. The minute it's magical to say it, they provide you, maybe you'll get kapara, possibly. And lastly, if you go back to the first half of me on the sheet, question of whether or not it applies to non-Jews. Very interesting question. So if you look at the statement of Yochanan, what does Rav Yochanan say? Kol zman to what? Kol zman to Yisrael chotim. So this is limited to Klal Yisrael. In Rav Yehuda's statement, there's no mention. Bris Krusel Shlosh Midos. And in fact, the Brisker Rav points out that the pasuk in Yonah says that Yonah recognizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is no way with these midos hapei goyim. So if you look at verse number 4 here on the sheet, Hanira dehina yeshu ayin imu midos havin rakla am Yisrael gam l'sharek ugos olam. V'rayo v'ayo v'urish v'krad Yonah v'yeira el Yonah ra gedol av yichalav Yisrael Hashem Yadat yata kel chanun v'rachum erech afayim v'rav kesef v'nachay v'nicham al ra'a. Doesn't all of them, but has, you know, most of them. And Rizkov assumes our pashut that the original midos would work for non-Jews. Hashem acts that way to non-Jews. He just says that the bris krusa only works for the Jewish people, meaning the Jewish people have a promise that it's going to work, and by goyim, Hashem usually is no egg, with them in that way. So again, he's not making this chiluk between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda like I am. He's saying the bris krusa of Rav Yehuda is applies to Jews. I want to say that's not correct. That maybe the first name of Rav Yochanan is limited to the Yisrael, because it says, right? What's it say? The Lashon calls Mashu Yisrael Chotin. That's the state of Tefillah. Maybe the state of Yehuda, there's a tower of the Yehuda Midos, that might fight the Goyim as well. Again, he's not talking about Goyim actually saying them, he's saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with them. But you could say that Goyim maybe could say Yehuda Midos. They can invoke Yehuda Midos, that's the reality, you know, of Rachamim, you know, the way Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with this world. And if they say them, they can invoke, you know, a heavenly compassion and Rachamim, the Chule. He says that's trying to pasuk in Eschanan. Mi goy gadol asher lo lokim kovim olav kashem alokeinu bechol karein olav. The reason the goyim say that we're bechol karein olav, we have guaranteed kavara. They don't always have guaranteed kavara. Anyway, what I want to present here is this hypothesis. Again, it still needs more rayas, but maybe there's a fundamental difference between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda. Maybe according to Rav Yochanan, it's a seder tefillah. It's a way in which our tefillahs are accepted, or it itself is a form of tefillah. Whereas according to Yehuda, it's just a reality of bris krusa. And I pointed out that in the hakdama to the amira of the midos, we have these two references, these two statements: hares alanu lomar shlosh esrei Rabbi Yochanan, zchor liyom bris shlosh esrei Rabbi Yehuda. And if in fact these are two different mahalchim, so it could be we're trying to daven for both. We want to have the tefillah, we want to have the, you know, more automatic method in which the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives some kapara. Again, It fits well, I think, in that we mentioned a couple of nafkaminas, yachid versus tzibur. Maybe the seder tefillah is a din tzibur versus the automatic is the yachid. Can be said al yedei yachid as well. You know, is it connected to tefillah or is it independent? Rav Yochanan is connected to tefillah. Rav Yehuda is independent. How does it actually work? Do you have to do anything? So maybe for Rav Yochanan to say there's tefillah, you have to change your ways, learn from the midos. Whereas, of course, Rav Yehuda is like brief crucial to the time. It's just a reality, a la, you know, thick. And then I discussed a few other nafkaminas. You know, who did Hashem necessarily say them? For Rav Yochanan, clearly. For Rav Yehuda, maybe not. Maybe he holds like Pavi Mishalmi. Can you say them in Yontif? Is it somehow flying the face of Simchat Yontif? According to Yochanan, maybe yes. According to Yehuda, just reality is Kapara, wonderful thing of Kapara, Simchat Kapara. And lastly, there's a fight to Goyim. So Rav Yochanan seems to limit it, called Matri Yisrael Chotin, whereas Rav Yehuda doesn't. Again, most of the sources I brought, although they're nafkaminas, don't actually support the Chilak Amek. I mean, this Rav is assuming that Rav Yochanan's statement, the Rav Yehuda's statement, applies to Goyim. Sorry, on the contrary, the Rishkut that applies to Yisrael. And I'm saying, who cares? I'm saying that Rav Yochanan's statement, where it says Yisrael, applies to Yisrael, and Rav Yehuda applies to Goyim. So likewise, the Rashi that I quoted of the Shas Tfilasam, I argued that Sako according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi according to Rabbi Yehuda. So I recognize that what I'm saying here is really Mechorish, but I think that it makes sense, and I'm still looking for Mechoros. If anybody has any, happy to hear. Shabbat Shalom.